Project Sapient is a podcast meant to engage our brothers and sisters in law enforcement and military communities in conversations that we all know we need to have. All opinions you'll hear are our own, are protected by our First Amendment of the United States Constitution, and in no way reflect or are meant to reflect the opinion of any specific agency, officer, or service member. Some opinions may be controversial. Listener discretion is advised. Enjoy. Midweek roll call. I'm just gonna sing it. Yeah. Midweek.
Oh my god.
Roll call.
Don't. Just.
Why?
It hurt my ears.
What do you mean, man? You weren't saying that to me earlier.
I was whispering this shit in your ears. Hello, everybody.
What's up, guys?
Midweek roll call. Yes. Our supporters.
GymJunkies.com. Yes. LiveBoston 617.org. VectorShields.com. WellnessForWarriors.live. Havoc Journal. We love you guys. We love our thousands of supporters. Thank you. What do we got for midweek, bro?
Midweek. So our attaboy goes to an article I found dated February 10th of 2021 by Aaron Tracy, the Modesto B, it's called. This article I found on Police One. The title goes, Leo recalls split-second action that saved man from jumping from bridge.
Yeesh. Never a good day.
Corporal Andrew Long made a mad dash from 40 feet away, dove to the ground, and grabbed the man's forearm. Wow. That's actually a
mad dash.
Wow. As a suicidal male climbed over the railing on Parrots Ferry Bridge, 150 feet above New Melons Lake, Tulum County Sheriff's Corporal Andrew Long.
Totally fucking butchered.
All right, just
butchered.
I don't know why these counties and places have to have these types, these names. Like, I don't care.
They're usually like Native American, though, right?
Yeah, that's true. Actually,
so you're dogging the Native Americans.
No, good job, Ivan. No, good job.
Nope,
I was not. All right, so he made a mad dash and dove to the ground, grabbed the man's forearm as he fell through the air. It was and this is from Long. It was adrenaline.
Yeah.
Is what it was. It was adrenaline that enabled me to do that. I mean, mid-flight, like falling.
Yeah.
He managed to grab the guy's forearms.
Talk about right place, right time, right split second.
Yeah.
Like the stars, the universe fucking aligned.
Yeah. I mean, law enforcement was looking for a man all night after receiving a report. He talked about jumping off a bridge. So clearly an EDP, emotionally disturbed person.
Right.
The search center around Parrots Ferry Bridge, and the man's vehicle was found near there at around 3 a.m. When the man emerged on the bridge, Long went to talk to him. He learned the man had been watching law enforcement activity before he came out onto the bridge. Wow. So he was watching.
Scoping it all out.
Yeah. Exactly. They talked
about. That's not very uncommon.
No. I mean, they talked for about 15 minutes, but the man repeatedly told Long to stay back at a distance of about 10 feet with the sound of cars driving behind them. Wow. So as the situation unfolded around us, the vehicle traffic had stopped and more resources were there. He began to panic a little more. When he jumped, he was probably 40, 50 feet away from me, so I had to sprint. And I was lucky enough that I dove quick enough to grab his forearm. Wow.
Wow.
The man kicked off the bridge, flailed about, but Long maintained his grip despite a broken thumb and the man's arm becoming slick with sweat. Wow. So he broke his thumb.
He wasn't feeling it at that point, though.
No.
Guaranteed.
No. Yeah, no. It's you know, adrenaline took over, and it's true, you know, when that happens. I'm sure he felt it after.
Oh, yeah, after it's a different story. Yeah. Sometimes it's even the next day, right?
Yep. I mean, so using all the strength to hold on to him as this guy was flailing. So Calaveras County Sheriff's Deputy Jason Markovitz. Oh, okay. Was the first...
You said one name, right? That's good.
Yes. That's actually, I like that. I'm getting there. Was the first to reach Long about 30 seconds to a minute later. They both held on to the man's arm and pleaded with him to reach up his right. I asked him for his other arm and reminded him that we all have reason to live and he has things to look forward to and we're here to help him. I mean, how many times have we all said that on the job? To EDPs, to those who... feel like ending it,
Yeah, it's just a point of where they're at mentally.
Yeah.
Right? Like, we can never be in their minds.
No.
So it's just a point of where they're at mentally, and it's all your presentation.
Yes.
Your command presence.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure they're he says it in the article, right? He was following what law enforcement was doing.
Yeah.
These people are watching. They're hyper-aware at that point.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, they found his car at 3 a.m. How long did it take them before he actually came out? You know,
right.
I mean, who knows?
Right.
You know, so it looks like a law enforcement drone, which had been used in the search of the man, captured a single image of the rescue before the batteries died. Oh, did it fall out of the sky?
Whoops.
Oops. It was a very expensive drone. Sorry. Dear Chief. So there I was.
It wasn't my fault. It was Iman's fault for not charging
Fine,
the battery.
Just blame me.
Look, a couple of years ago, it would have been a problem, but these fucking drones, they're not that expensive anymore.
No. It depends the type.
What are you getting?
I've seen some that, I don't know.
$60,000.
Yeah.
I saw UFOs. A PO one time that was $60,000 for a drone, and I was like, oh my God, that's so cool.
Oh, the nerd in you came
oh
out.
Oh my God,
is that
yeah.
what you're saying?
I want to play with that thing. Oh, oh boy. I'll sign up for that. That's me, Sarge. Hey.
Yeah, right?
Hey.
Fuck. Jesus. So, you know what's funny? They asked him if he considers, the media asked him if he considers himself a hero. Long said, not
of course
a hero.
Not.
I'm just a first responder.
Yeah. I mean, he is a hero.
Yeah.
He is a hero, but he's never going to consider himself a hero.
No, no. I mean, just a first responder who's there to help people.
Right.
You know, we have taken the oath to do it, and every day this is what we deal with. It's just rarely in the spotlight for other people
right.
to see. I mean, that's 100% true.
Yeah, it just happened to, I don't want to say it just happened like it was a nothing thing, right?
Yeah.
But media caught on to it.
Yeah.
Media went into it. This man deserves to be called a hero, right? But
Absolutely.
We've all been in the circumstance and the situation where they're like, oh, good job, that was heroic, and you're like, nah.
Yeah.
It's my job.
Yeah. I mean,
you know what I mean?
Again, like day in and day out as active law enforcement, we deal with a multitude. I mean, EDPs have really risen in
yes.
the profession, especially with COVID. They weren't able to get the proper mental health that they needed. Medicine was scarce because
yep.
whether the deliveries were not available or what have you.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just increased substantially.
So overdoses
yep.
and suicides
yeah.
have surpassed COVID deaths.
Yeah. Amazing.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying
tragic.
That it's anybody's fault. It's
no.
tragic.
Yeah.
Right? Like, how are the doctors who are seeing thousands of patients supposed to know what Iman's doing in his home?
Well,
unless he reaches out. You know what I mean?
That's the thing. Like, I think without the physical contact with the doctor.
Yeah, that's big.
Where you do it over, the Zoom or whatever.
Yeah.
The doctor is not really able to get a feel for you.
Yeah.
You know, versus just over the computer or on the phone. You're doing the phone call with your doctor. There's really, unless the patient admits it.
Yeah. I need help type
yeah.
of thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, they got to spell it out. So it's unbelievable. And I mean, this sort, oh my, look at that. Long, a Sonora native, served in the U.S. Marine Corps as a Naval Hospital Corpsman for 8 years.
I was going to say, he must have been military.
Yeah. You know, he served a year in Afghanistan in 2011. Anytime, and this is what he says, anytime you're in a life and death situation, it makes you appreciate life and everything I have going for me. And I hope eventually it will be the same for him. I mean, that's real talk right there.
It is real talk.
That's the reality of it.
Yeah.
You know, the amount of death and destruction, whether through the military, law enforcement, as a first responder, EMS, firefighter, you just appreciate life more.
How many times have you gone home, bro, and been like, I appreciate my life?
Oh, my God, yeah.
After I just saw X, Y, and Z last night.
Yeah. Especially, you know, I think of a few times where, you know, whether a baby died or something
yeah.
like that because neglectful parents who are junkies and
right.
it's like,
yeah.
you're just so pissed off.
Yep.
But at the same time, you also tell the kid, you know what, you're in a better place.
It's tough, you know what I mean? Because the best place to be is breathing.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Right. I mean,
absolutely.
We don't know what happens after we're gone, but
yeah.
the best place to be for the baby is breathing or for whoever it is.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, look, we have a lot to appreciate.
Yeah, absolutely. And,
right.
and this is a, you know, clear case where this guy, just down in the dumps, that's it. He hit that
rock bottom.
Rock bottom. And that's it. And I'm hoping after this, this person gets the help they need, you know, transported to the hospital, scene crisis, and gets what he needs. And what I do like at the end of the article, they say if you or someone you know is in crisis, call National Suicide Hotline 24/7 at 1-800-273-8255. And then veterans can press option one, probably go to the VA crisis line.
That's really cool.
And you know, so help is out there. You know, help is out there. Yep. It's like what we always say. Suicide is a permanent solution to a temporary problem.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, you can make it through stuff. As humans, we're resilient. We're very resilient.
We're very resilient, right? But again, it keeps going back to my FTO.
Yeah.
Right? And I couldn't understand it.
Yeah.
And the best thing a friend of mine had said, which was a friend of his, had said, you got to remember, I'm not going to say his name, you got to remember he wasn't that person.
Yeah.
He was a different person. The light switch went off.
Yeah.
And it wasn't him, because you sit and you're trying to rationalize everything.
Oh, yeah.
You know 100%. What I mean? So, Sapient, we're out there. We're partnering up with people like Wellness for Warriors.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, we're starting to get the resources put together. Right. And, you know, like we always say, reach out to us. You know, projectsapient2020@gmail.com.
Absolutely.
Email us. We'll get you there. You know, we'll get you whatever help that is necessary, especially this day and age with COVID and all these lockdowns. And, I mean, just the even political strife that's going on now.
Yeah.
And it's just there is so much pressure out there for everyday people to kind of, you know, it's like, it's all in your face.
Right.
Between social media and the media and newspapers. And it's like, dude, it's all in front of your
face. Well, look, we're consumers, right?
Yeah.
We're consuming all of this shit.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, when somebody's not having a good day, they've overconsumed everything.
Yeah.
They're starting to get anxiety. Yeah. They're starting to, you know what I mean? Everything's starting to go downhill. The chemicals are releasing differently in the brain.
Yeah.
You know,
well, look at the guy over in Nashville, Tennessee, where he blew up the building. And he finally hit that spot where he was a conspiracy theorist, and it just kept the anxiety going and going. And finally he snapped.
Look, everybody, we all go through issues.
Yeah.
Right. We've all had them. And we'll tell everybody listening to the show, we have the resources. As Project Sapient grows outside of the podcast, we're going to be giving these resources to people for free.
Absolutely.
Like Wellness for Warriors does. They do it all for free.
Yes.
But you don't need them too. You can call us.
Yeah.
If you want to shoot the shit,
yeah,
shoot us an email. I'll give you my cell phone number. We can text.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tell me about how much you hate fucking purple whatever paint.
That's
you know what I mean?
That's very specific paint, Pete.
Nothing against anybody that likes purple stuff. I'm just trying to throw stuff out there.
Sheer hatred towards purple paint. That's
I think that's our cue to go.
Oh, exit stage right.
Do you want to talk about anything else on this?
No. I mean, you know, great job by the officer. If anyone knows him, please email us. I'd love to send him a t-shirt.
We're all about the t-shirts.
Yep. ProjectSapient2020@gmail.com. Hit us up.
Yep.
We'll talk soon.
See you later, guys.
See ya.